Idea Man.
You've said that you're not a double glove guy, and you know there's been some discrepancy whether or not that's the case.
Innovator.
Good friend and teammate Greg Magic sends me a picture of you double gloving playing pickleball.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
So you're telling me you did not play one point of pickleball double gloving?
I did not. Not okay. Not two gloves, not
all
one.
All right, well that helps me restore my faith in the pickleball community a little bit, because I was convinced, you know, that you're out there rocking because your hands are so delicate that you needed to glove up playing pickleball.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
7:53. All right, Tausch. Age-old debate now. It happens every year, and there's a lot of frustrations, and I can understand it to some degree. Where do you come down on the fireworks situation, when it's the neighbors or someone in the neighborhood who's firing off on July 3rd or maybe July 4th or maybe the weekend after or maybe next week? How much fireworks can you take?
So, interesting question. I literally had no clue where you were going as you were building that crescendo up. I didn't have a clue if you were going. I just heard you with Murph talking about hot dogs and everything else. So no clue where you were going. So here's, I think, the deal. I think because we had some going off, I think, on Saturday night last weekend. I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. Okay. It's the weekend. It's kind of a goofy year because the 4th lands on a Thursday and some people are going to be going out of town and they want to get their fireworks lit off. But I do believe is Saturday the 7th or the 6th?
6th.
That's it. Okay, that's it. So if you want, you can go this whole week. I don't love it tonight because people are still working, but 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, I will be okay. Don't do it at 3 in the morning, but if you're doing it at 9, 10, or 11, I'm all right. And the other thing, and I've seen these videos, I'm sure you guys have too, where things like spin off and, you know, end up starting fires in the yards and everything else. That's where, obviously, don't be a complete moron about it. But from a timing standpoint, if you're looking at it from Wednesday night of this week, Saturday night is the cutoff. We're done. That's how I would rank it.
1 week grace period for the 4th of July.
Okay. 1 week. So that goes into next week then for you.
Well, no, what Tausch is saying is Saturday to Saturday is okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So, Michelle, if they go Thursday, if nobody in your neighborhood starts until Thursday, do they get the following Thursday, or is it Sunday is it? Because a week can be a different week for everybody.
No,
it's got to be like, all right, here it is. Should there be an ordinance? Because, you know, everybody says don't light off fireworks in your neighborhood. Nobody listens. I don't know, you know, homeowners associations, if you're in I don't know. It feels like nobody ever pays attention to that. So let's just all come to terms and say, all right, we get this day is it. Because when it gets to be like July 30th and people are doing it, I'm kind of like, what are we doing? You know?
Right. And I got to wake up in the morning. Hey, well, so the one question I would have, so my neighbor used to fire off some just amazing stuff. And he would text me. He'd be like, hey, you and the family up? And it'd be late. It'd be like 10 o'clock or something. He'd be like, hey, you and the family up? I'm going to fire off a couple. And I always thought that was pretty cool. He's giving me a warning, not only because they were doing it, but also because we could go out and see it. Do you tell the neighbor that you're firing off some, or do you just let it go and see what they say, if they react?
So the question then is, what if that person says that to you and you're like, no, I'd rather you not? What
right.
happens then? I have a garage full of fireworks. I'm lighting them off. So I think I do appreciate if the neighbor comes and says, hey, come on out. We had a great fireworks setup. We're doing it. I don't think I never have seen anyone ask for permission, because once you go to the stand or you wherever you pick your fireworks up at, they're not going to sit around. They're getting lit. And so to ask anyone, oh, should we do this? I think anytime you can get the neighbors to come on board and kind of celebrate and enjoy it with you, you're probably going to have a lot happier neighborhood doing it that way.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You can fire off the rainmaker at the scheduled time.
Now, Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
I am the guy who likes to sit down on a chair and watch other people celebrate the day, and I just enjoy the moment. That's me. So I watch.
You know who has, you know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody? Hand surgeons. Hand surgeons eat up the 4th of July. I don't know if there's a more profitable time of the year for hand surgeons than this week that we're talking about right now.
Oh, fantastic. I think you're right on the money. We'll have to investigate that one, Tosh. Hey, we got Summerfest trivia tomorrow.
Love it.